President John Mahama has directed the Minister of Gender, Children and Social Protection to prepare a comprehensive social program for approval by Cabinet. The program should incorporate a broad spectrum of all social interventions and households. He said the priority of government is to empower the youth, reduce inequality and poverty. The chairman of the NDPC, Dr. Nimoy Thompson, stated this at the opening of a National Social Protection Conference in Accra. And my colleague Yaya Kwama has just returned from the conference and is with us in the studio. Welcome back, Yaya.
Thank you.
So apart from what we have stated now, what other things is the conference looking at?
Yeah, as you rightly said, the conference seeks to promote social justice by ensuring that the poor, there's a gap between the inequality between the poor and the rich. In that, you go to the rural areas, you see our poor mothers, women and children who are suffering. So government is introducing interventions that will ensure that money is transferred to this what, to these people, such as the National Livelihood Empowerment Against Poverty, LEAP program, which every household poor are being paid every month. And also the National Health Insurance Scheme, the school uniform program, and the school feeding program. All these are all the interventions that government is what is introducing, and the government wants to concretize these interventions. So that's why this high-level conference is being organized. And I can tell you,
Draw a program, Cash Familia. They introduced it in Brazil and it worked. So she's in Ghana to help us. Did you, by chance happen to meet her or any of such, dignitaries?
Yeah, actually, he also gave a presentation, but that was in Brazil language. Okay. And the presentation was centered on the experience the Brazilian government has implemented, which was a successful one. So he's here to share the same experience to us as to how we should go about it. And this is being complemented by the World Bank Group. The World Bank Country Director to Ghana, Yusuf Crooks, also gave a presentation. And they welcomed the interventions that the government is introducing. And they said they will help government to achieve that. And he added that given the current economic situation, Ghana has the right environment to improve on the economic fortunes of the people.